South Central. Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross, far post! Goal! Soccer.
It's done, Claudio. It's surely done. Selina's ball in. Had a wide from Dubicelis. The final whistle. Fantasy Foxes. The story goes on. Leicester continue to surf their glorious wave. Momentum and merriment aplenty. Robert Huth, the hero of this hour. But there are so many Leicester heroes right now. Ranieri has set a mood. And the Leicester players are delighting in maintaining it. No goal for Jamie Vardy today, but one at the start of the first half from Robert Huth, and a further second right on the hour. And early in the second half, Riyad Mahrez with another delightful swerving shot. City did get one back through Kun Aguero towards the end, but it counted for little. Joe Hart raises a smile on behalf of those who have beaten him here, but Manchester City smiles are scarce. Leicester are having fun, and their dream continues. 6 points clear at the summit of the Barclays Premier League. Manchester City 0, Leicester City. Will they? 3.
Will they? That is the question that everyone is still posing. Maybe after this weekend, more people are getting a bit of belief that Leicester City can get there. And there's still, what I think, about 13 games remaining. So a long way from home. Adam Jackson, 442 Magazine, to talk some EPL. Adam, is your belief growing in Leicester City?
You look even more stupid as every week goes on. And I think that's the same that can be said for most football experts over the world. Like the season just continues to throw up surprises, and Leicester just continue to impress. It's absolutely brilliant. They've just become bookies' favourite. So the belief is there with the bookmakers. There's still a huge amount of doubt across everyone, really. But with every single game, they look even better. And they rolled over City last night like a mid-table team, and they were just fantastic.
They certainly were. What was the thing that impressed you most? I mean, there was a big build-up to this game. They were travelling away against obviously a team who's been there right at the pointy end and won a title in the last 2 or 3 years and has become a pretty formidable team themselves, and people were waiting for Leicester to fall over. But what was the thing, Adam, for you that impressed you the most about their win?
It's the desire. The players have just this like immense desire to chase every ball, to win each tackle and ultimately win the game. And City, they're obviously going through some interesting times with Pep Guardiola announced that to take over from them next year. So, you know, it must be hard for Pellegrini to motivate his players, who are notoriously quite hard to motivate at the best of times. They've got this unlimited pot of money. They've got a pool of amazing players. But yesterday, Leicester made them look like amateurs. They were chasing every single ball. It was just absolutely brilliant to watch, and it just makes the league the reason why they're at the top of the table.
Yep.
They just have this desire to win.
Great story. Tottenham rise a spot 1-0 over Watford, so they jump into the top two. I mean, it's just been one of those refreshing seasons, hasn't it? Where we're just, you know, viewing some new teams up the top. We're seeing some teams struggle that haven't struggled in the past. I think it's probably been the most exciting EPL season for a long time, and Spurs are putting themselves in the conversation as well.
It is certainly the one that I can remember. I can't remember any top flight of English football being so competitive and putting up so many surprises, as I said before. Spurs are—they're a really good team, and they dominated the game yesterday. They were probably—they could have scored more, really, but they'd be happy to take the 1-0 win. And they just—again—they're very solid in the back, and they've got some exciting players up forward, and they look hard to beat. And so that's the reason why they're top of the league, or second.
Yeah, no doubt. Liverpool 2-2 with Sunderland. Aston Villa defeated Norwich 2-0. Newcastle, the 1-0 victory over West Brom. Everton defeated Stoke 3-0. A 1-1 draw, Swansea and Crystal Palace. And Southampton defeating West Ham 1-0. What were your other major highlights of the overnight action, Adam?
Yeah, Liverpool was an interesting game. They looked great for 70 minutes and they were 2-0 up. And then the interesting thing that was happening at Anfield overnight was They'd announced, Liverpool during the week have announced an increase in ticket prices next season, which the fans were not happy about. So on the 70th minute, a decent chunk of the stadium walked out, and it was pretty much at that moment, at the 70th minute, when Liverpool as a team fell apart and they let two goals away in the last 20 minutes. And this is another opportunity, or another example of Liverpool just so inconsistent. And their first half and first 70 minute of performance, they could be up there in the top four. But then it's just this last 20 minutes and this lack of kind of edge to see out games that are where they are.
Yeah, disappointing indeed, and certainly from an off-field perspective. We're talking to Adam Jackson, 442 Magazine, EPL action from overnight. Leicester City, certainly the big story, 3-1 over Manchester City, 5 points clear at the top of the table. Tonight, or tomorrow morning our time, Bournemouth up against Arsenal, and of course Chelsea going up against Manchester United.
Yeah, Arsenal is a must-win for them. They're slipping down out of that top four, and there's still 5 points. There's still a five-point gap between them and United in fifth. But this is crucial for Arsenal. They've not scored a goal in the last three games and played poorly. This is the typical time of the year when Arsenal kind of drop off and all this brilliant football that they've been playing up until this point means nothing, and they end up sitting in fourth. So must win for them tonight. I think they've got it in them. Their other narrative, which is another thing that's going to be on Arsene Wenger's mind, is Benik Afobe, who signed for Bournemouth in January. Arsene Wenger let him go earlier in his career, and he's gone on to do really good things, scoring 20-odd goals in 50 games over the last 12 months. So, it'll be interesting to see how he goes against his former club.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, Adam. Really appreciate your time. Leicester City, they march on. They're going beautifully. It's good to see. Right. We love it.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.